Oh, hi. Hi there. Are you waking up? Oh, that's good. I've been watching you for hours. I wanted to be here when you woke up. I'm just really sorry that the whole situation that you're in right now. Save your strength and don't ask questions. You'll be able to figure it out as you come to. Please get up slowly. Yeah, you're in a cage. I know it looks bad, but please, you have to hear me out. Oh, I see you're blinking a lot. Don't worry, your eyes will adjust. There's just really good lighting in here. Where are you? Oh, you're in my studio. It's in a pretty quiet part of town, not a lot of people around. You could yell a little if you'd like. It's good to get those emotions out. I guess I should introduce myself. You don't know who I am, but my name is Fable. I'm a sculptor. Yes, I am responsible for putting you in that cage. I hired some friends to jump you as you were leaving your room at the inn. I asked them not to hurt you, but I saw there was a little cut on your temple. Are you okay? I mean, captivity notwithstanding. I'll bring you some water and food later. Don't worry, you won't be in there forever, and I'm a great cook. Why did I kidnap you? If I answer that question, could you do me a favor and turn your head slightly to the left? Lift your jaw and... perfect. I saw you yesterday. You were helping that guard who needed to return the book he borrowed from the library. I thought that was so sweet of you. You're one of the good adventurers, aren't you? The kind that helps people. I could tell when I saw you. You have very kind eyes. Anyways, I think you're my muse. When I saw you, it was like I was struck by lightning. Have you ever been to any art galleries on your adventures? Have you ever seen a big piece of art in person? Like a marble statue or a giant painting done by a master. It's an experience. Real art in person can create such a powerful feeling. It's like magic. And looking at you was incredible. It was like I was standing in front of a masterwork. I don't think you would remember me, but we met very briefly yesterday. I asked you if you'd ever consider being a model for art students, and you laughed like I was telling you a joke. I was serious, though. There's something really special about you, and I needed to observe you for a bit. To draw you. Could you please stretch for me, if you want, all the way down to your toes? Good. That's good. I'm worried this sketch isn't doing you justice. It's really important that I capture the feeling of you. I can make conversation with you, so this isn't so boring. Do you know why we all look so different? What do I mean? Oh, well, faces are very strange, right? We all have the same features, with some exceptions. But for the most part, we have two eyes, a nose, and a mouth. But every single person in the Empire looks different from each other. I mean, aside from twins, but you get the point. Why do you think that is? I'm curious what you think. And I'm also trying to make this interesting for you. You're kidnapping, I mean. If you're going to be locked up in a cage, then you deserve a little conversation, right? So, why do you think we all look different? Like, if you had to really distill it down to one thing or two. That's a good answer. I had an art teacher tell me it's angles and distances. They make us all different. The angle that your nose sits at, the distance between your eyes. These tiny little measurements make us all so unique. And it's fascinating. And I guess I've never seen a face like yours. It spoke to me. I never considered that beauty could be some kind of formula. That the right combination of angles and distances that compose your face would make my knees feel weak. I was struck with inspiration. I wanted to draw you and talk to you and know you. How can you have that effect on me? It was so powerful. Are you a demon of some kind? I don't like people. I don't even draw a lot of human subjects. Oh, could you please look at me again? I love your jawline. I feel like I could draw you forever. Thank you. And thank you for not yelling at me. I never thought I'd have the guts to do something like this. But you have to take risks when it comes to art. And I was right about you. You are really kind. I just feel that art is so important, and I know I did a bad thing, kidnapping you and locking you in a cage. I'm so sorry. I'm going to use my best marble for you. It's really beautiful. It's gray and white swirling together with flecks of gold in it. I need to share this feeling that you gave me. If I draw you, and then I sculpt you, and I keep you, maybe others can experience what I saw when I looked at you. What's that? You think that feeling was love at first sight? Oh, that can't be real. Come on. You're an adventurer. You should know better than to believe in nonsense like that. It was obviously inspiration, and you are clearly a muse. I just need to recreate you, so I can share you. Does that make any sense? I have it all together in my head, really. Could you step into the light for me? Just a few steps forward. Wow, you're breathtaking. I really do feel bad that I captured you. I really do. They say all good art comes from suffering, but that's supposed to be my suffering and not yours. But I can't stop now. I have to. I won't rest until they've made a piece that captures you, so everyone who looks at it can feel what I feel when I see you. I want to heal people with my art. I want them to know peace and love and tranquility. And you brought out those feelings in me. And I need to share that feeling with other people. I promise I'll let you go after, and I'll face whatever the consequences are. I'm sorry if you hate me. You say you don't hate me. You're sweet. Thank you. You know, I never got your name. That's lovely. I wish we were meeting somewhere else, like a bar. I feel like I ruined my chances with you. With this kidnapping, I guess that's why I'm apologizing so much. You don't mean that, do you? That you're flattered? Oh, sure, I can show you the drawing. Well, what do you think? I can show you some of my other art if you want. I mean, I can't wait to cook for you and learn more about you, so you should be able to learn more about me if you want. It's a date. Are you serious? You can't possibly mean that. A date? You're a strange one. I don't like these bars being in the way. Am I a fool if I let you out? Oh, you're taller than I thought. How lovely. Ah, thank you for the hug. I feel weak in the knees again. Will you hold me like this for a while? I can't believe you didn't mind being put in a cage. I feel so lucky. It's as if this is a dream I could wake up from at any moment. Maybe it really was love at first sight. Please stay with me for a while. I want to draw you and know you. You inspire me. I'll let you out of your cage sometimes, but you're mine now, okay? Good. And if you're mine, then I'm yours.